Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Fighting as hard as we can to deprogram the public. Not with our new information, but by simply getting people to question. And that's happening. But the globalists are still masters at launching the hoax. And we have undoubtedly seen one of the greatest hoaxes in modern history. I am going to do an hour of overdrive today because I want to be able to take your phone calls. Many stations do carry our fourth hour. For many years I did a fourth hour, but now I'm developing this new TV show that's very close to launching. And I need that time to get preparation for it every day and do the TV show. Our own private model that it's taken us 3 years to get to this point. That's what Glenn Beck's now doing, going with his own TV system. But we're doing it from the grassroots. But a lot of days I do the fourth hour, and I'm pulling the trigger on that right now so that we can take your phone calls. It will be nothing but phone calls in the fourth hour today. And I will attempt to actually just take one call after the other. Also, later in the broadcast, we'll get into the unbelievable financial developments. I'm going to mention some of those in a moment. We've got James Corbett, a Corbett Report, coming on from Japan because I want to get his take as a teacher, a scholar, a TV researcher who studies media and propaganda. I want to get his take on this. Then we have Owen J.J. Stone, a computer expert and popular technology commentator. He contacted us and wanted to come on. He says he's not buying it. We've got incredible statements by Cindy Sheehan dealing with the propaganda, some of her quotes that I want to go over. I want to get her on the show, too, in the next few days. I had promised my children that I was going to take them fishing Thursday and Friday, and every time I try to take a vacation, everybody's noticed this happens, but I'm going to have Watson and Aaron Dykes sitting in on Thursday and Friday. We're going to have Watson and Watson. We're going to have both Watson brothers. Steve Watson has a degree in political science, great writer. Of course, Paul, the head honcho over there, just a great political mind, why I hired him 9 years ago, watching him write for years on his own website, propagandamatrix.com. They're going to be filling in, and I think they're going to do an excellent job. They'll also take a lot of your calls. So people that like to call in, folks that like to hear callers, that's going to be a great bounty for you Thursday and Friday. Then I'll be back Sunday. But I've got to, even though World War III is hurtling towards us, in a way, I was thinking about canceling. And if stuff continues to blow up or they attack Pakistan, I think it'll take a few weeks of hyping at first or even months. Or they could stage a terror attack anytime. All these pieces, the things I see them getting ready for, this signifies big moves. And you notice the financial stuff's going on in the background. How many years did we say when they get ready to finally hammer the dollar? And when it starts plunging, get ready for war. And I read Rand Corporation documents on air and had political scientists. I had Gerald Celente on 2 weeks ago. That's a good point. Let's get Gerald Celente and Paul Craig Roberts to pop in as mini guests when Watson is here on Thursday and Friday, and Aaron. I think that's the answer. Aaron could interview him, too. Like, let's just get Celente on for an hour with Aaron when he sits in, because Watson will be the first half, Aaron the second half. We'll get Celente, we'll get Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on, because you heard them the last 2 weeks before all this started saying, get ready for war, get ready for some pretext, get ready for something. And this is a false flag. To say Pakistan's involved with al-Qaeda, which of course they are. So's our government. You heard Gould earlier. He goes, your government's commanding our forces. So, again, it's true, but to a point. I mean, Pakistan has to deal with these people. And obviously the CIA knew bin Laden was there, but that's even a lie. They just had a compound. They did a staged event. Probably had the frozen body in there. Now they're admitting he didn't resist. Going off how the Russians have done it, how the CIA's been caught, the British would do these things with fake German officers. You know, they'd use real cadavers and throw them in the ocean and have they had to throw out a whole bunch of them before the Germans found one with fake codes on it. It was fake British dead soldiers. They also did some fake dead German ones. They probably had the frozen body, got the cadaver in there, shot it up, and then these SEALs are deader than a hammer. These guys are going to be killed real quick.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoods. Direct.com/Alex 800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, we just had the former head of Pakistani intelligence who ran the Mujahideen under Ronald Reagan, who Gould liked and admired and who Reagan commended, on saying that 9/11 is an inside job staged, that CIA is commanding their forces against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda in Pakistan. They've lost 30,000 troops in this fracas, and that here it is in the middle of a major defense complex with their West Point right down the street, and that he was supposedly there 6 years, and nobody noticed a 6'4" guy, including U.S. intelligence and U.S. troops that are crawling all over Pakistan. And he mentioned the CIA agent. In fact, print me that article, guys, because I want to go off even the Washington Post. Remember a few weeks ago, CIA agent caught with uranium, trying to give it to Muslims so they could blame it on the Pakistani government. Folks, they're framing Pakistan now. We can't have wars with everybody. Now all these U.S. senators are calling for bombardments of Syria. The CIA is admitting that they are fomenting the people in the South, the Muslim Brotherhood again. They put the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt now, and they're banning any protest. Now they're using Al-Qaeda against Gaddafi. You can't make this stuff up. And now they say, oh, actually, bin Laden didn't fight back. Actually, bin Laden didn't use his wife as a shield. Actually, that photo we released Sunday night, it wasn't real. It was a Photoshop. We caught them, so they had to admit that. Now they've got a new Photoshop coming out. They dumped the body in the sea. Can't you smell the lie here? The way it's the kickoff of the campaign, the good news is the major Tea Party sites are questioning it. I've got those articles. Breitbart, the big spinoff guy from Drudge, the media powerhouse, he's questioning it. Because if you have any integrity, you cannot buy it. It is just on its face, it's cartoonish. Now, here's the Washington Post reporting on it. Here's the New York Post. Here's the LA Times. Literally thousands of articles are attacking us right now. We're going to Stephen Pachinik coming up in the next hour. He is the former deputy to, of course, Henry Kissinger, deputy secretary of state, CFR, who first broke to the world that bin Laden was frozen on ice and was going to be rolled out expediently later. Then two White House sources told me. Oh, it just goes on and on. And then Madeleine Albright came out, and then Walter Cronkite came out, and then Teresa Hines-Carey. Remember that in 2003? I mean, it's not like I just said, oh, they claim they killed bin Laden. I'm going to say it's a conspiracy theory. I've been telling you this is coming, and now we've got fake photos. It goes on and on. But I wanted to read to you before we go to James Corbett what Cindy Sheehan said on her website, and I want to get her on as well, probably tomorrow. I'm sorry, but if you believe the newest death of OBL, you're stupid. That's because there were eight others before that. Sheehan writes, just think to yourself, they parade Saddam's dead sons around to prove they were dead. Well, the first time they did it was wax figurines. For 2 days, they showed these heads, and they later they said, those are wax figurines. There it is. They released the dead bin Laden photo. It looks... And they're still saying they can't confirm it. This is so ridiculous. Obama, bin Laden, death photo with a question. And who's putting this out? You'd think the White House would put this out. LiveLeaks put it out. And notice it looks like a wax figurine. Again, the point is I've got Watson digging up because I remember it in the news. For a day they said, here's the dead sons. They had all this shrapnel and their heads were all damaged. And they said, oh, it was... wax representations, like the wax museum. And now you look at that, they have a green light, and supposedly night vision light, so that you can't tell. And it looks so fake. And he doesn't even have a gray beard. The guy had a gray beard 12 years ago. Oh, my gosh, I can't handle this. And there's the smiling troop. Oh, we'll see if this is another fake to even confuse people more. Continuing, I'm sorry, but if you believe the newest death of OBL, you're stupid, Sheehan writes. Just think to yourself, they paraded Saddam's dead sons around to prove they were dead. Why do you suppose they hastily buried this version of OBL at sea? This lying, murderous empire that only exists with your brainwashed consent. Just put your flags away and think. That's right, absolutely. What the flag symbolizes is being killed. Now, I wanted to get James Corbett on, not only because I saw excellent analysis he was putting out and the nine other times, you know, he's been killed, or the eight other, now making this nine, but also he's in Japan and he can report on the rising radiation levels there. James Corbett is edited and webmastered the Corbett Report. He also has a new book coming out, Reportage, Essays on the New World Order, CorbettReport.com. And he joins us from Japan. It's great to have you on, James. Give us your breakdown on this Jerry Bruckheimer scripted situation.
Well, thank you for having me on today. And every bit of that dread that you were talking about earlier that you feel is what I'm feeling right now. And that's why I was up until 3 or 4 in the morning last night as well. And I'm up at it again tonight because I absolutely see the shift that's going on here. And I think what we've seen is really they're discarding the Trump card in the war on terror because that Trump card is no longer usable. And so they've jettisoned their old CIA asset who wasn't really working as their boogeyman anymore. And they're taking this game to a completely different level. And I can't help but think that that means that there is some tectonic shifts coming up. And I've been talking for some time now. I talked about on your program a couple of months ago about how this really represents the beginning pre-stages of a lead up to World War III and a confrontation in the long run with China. And I think this is another part on that road. And I think obviously they're setting up Pakistan for some major military action in the very near future. And we know that just 6 days before they rolled out this corpse to tell us that Osama is dead, we know that just 6 days before the WikiLeaks false flag operation released those documents from Guantanamo, which said that, of course, they've got nukes planted all over Europe and they're going to unleash them if Osama ever dies. So I don't take that as a threat from the shadowy, mythical Al-Qaeda terrorist organization. I take that as a threat from the real terrorists who are, of course, puppeteering those patsies and stooges.
Now, when I mentioned Jerry Bruckheimer, for folks that doubt this, with the private Jessica Lynch story, we remember, at the time I watched the video and I said, this is all scripted. And then I looked at maps of where U.S. forces were. They had controlled that area for at least 3 days when Jessica Lynch was, quote, rescued. And they kicked in doors, beat people up. She was hiding under the hospital bed when they got there. And they told her, we're now going to tell you, and Jerry Bruckheimer, and I have the BBC reported it, had written the story, that the men wouldn't fight, but she climbed up with a 50 cal on the top and killed dozens of them. And people were like, man, this is good for women in the military. And it turned out it was an Army psyop to sell women in the military. It turns out she hid in the back of the vehicle cowering. And later she had to go public. She said, no, it's not true. It was actually several Hispanic members of the team. They ambushed and killed a bunch of folks. I forget their names, but two Hispanic members of the team. And it was just a supply detail. They fought off the Iraqi forces. And then five of the team that started saying it wasn't true, they were all killed. They were drowned. They died in car wrecks in Phoenix, Arizona. They were in a nice neighborhood having a barbecue party for one of them, and a guy in a black uniform and a mask popped up, double-tapped him in the head, total black op, because they didn't want that story coming out that this was all a black op. We've got, of course, don't forget, the NFL player who went over there, and he wrote letters home, Pat Tillman's, and saying, this is all made up. I'm going to come back and expose it, you know, the drug dealing, all of it. This war is fake. And they just said, look, you were a big recruiting tool. You die. And they shot him a bunch, people, black ops in his unit. They walked up on him. The Army coroners went public with this. He obviously was begging, and they just triple tapped right in the head. You're going to go tell people about the drugs? Die, sucker! You're fragged! Oh, New World Order! So the point is, Bruckheimer scripted the whole Private Lynch thing. She'd been there for 3 days. The Iraqis went to the U.S. forces who'd taken over and said, she's here, come get her. They knew no Iraqi government was there. For 3 days, Bruckheimer got the whole event ready, scripted it, how she was the hero. And Corbett, I know I'm ranting. This is so important.
It is important. And you bring out some good points earlier about the psyop that they staged with the phony flash mob with those poor fluoride-addled college kids. And I think a lot of people that I've talked to have said, well, wow, that looks exactly like what they were showing on 9/11 with the Arabs partying in the streets. And I think that to me is part of this media psyop, because it seems like it's designed to give that reaction so that they're in a way showing, you know, the Americans are exactly what they were fighting against. And I think that's again, part of this whole psyop that's going on right now.
Well, you're absolutely right. When we come back, I want to get your rundown of what's fishy in the story, in the photos, with bin Laden supposedly being dead, and the larger geopolitical ramifications. But in the minute and a half before break, I saw you on RT really rattle off a cornucopia of the history and why you question this.
Right. Well, because as I pointed out in my article yesterday, and you put up on your site, they have now announced Osama's death on about eight or nine different occasions now that I've been able to count. And that was just a quick count. But going back to President Musharraf and the Afghan Taliban and the FBI counterterror chief Dale Watson and the current president of Pakistan, Benazir Bhutto, again and again, over and over for the past 9 years, they've talked about, oh, he's probably dead. He's gone. We got word he died in the Pakistan earthquake in 2005, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't see any reason to take this one any more seriously until they release something resembling evidence of that Osama bin Laden actually died. But again, I think to a certain extent that's a distraction, because the real issue here is the geopolitical moves that they're going to be making based on this orchestrated psyop.
And that's what's giving me chills. We'll talk about the larger geopolitical when we come back. But remember, these are folks that murdered Pat Tillman, and the Army coroner, the doctor, wouldn't lie. He said he was shot at far range. Later, the witnesses admitted the truth. They shot him. He begged for help. They went up to help him, and then they shot him from 3 feet. Powder burns. Spaced right in his eyes. Shot him right in the face with a 3 burst from an M16. And then they told you Al-Qaeda killed him.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. A beautiful bouquet of 24 assorted Mother's Day roses with a free glass vase, plus a free box of chocolates, all for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 400. These 24 assorted Mother's Day roses are bursting with color. They're the perfect way to show all the moms in your life how much you appreciate them. 24 assorted roses, guaranteed to stay beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates, all for just $29.99. But hurry, this special offer ends Friday. Mother's Day is this Sunday, and it's your last chance to take care of Mom. The only way to get your last chance Mother's Day offer is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 400. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 400.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans to the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
349, 359, 379. How much pain at the pump can you handle? Ease your pain now. Did you know you can increase gas mileage by 25 to 45% or even as high as 60% by adding water? Go to SaveYourGasMoney.com and learn how you can save an average of $750 to $1,850 per year with our hydrogen on-demand technology. Running our hydrogen gas through your engine is the equivalent of using 140 octane fuel. See how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. We have two complete systems for all cars, trucks, and SUVs for gas and diesel engines. Our gas-saving stainless steel units install easily in about 2 hours with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe, American-made, requires no maintenance, comes with a lifetime warranty, great technical support, and same-day shipping. Visit SaveYourGasMoney.com or call 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Ease your pain at the pump with SaveYourGasMoney.com.
Minutes. James Corbett of the Corbett Report, finishing up on the geopolitical ramifications of this, the public not buying it, the news is the dinosaur media panicking, and then a quick report, maybe I'll hold you over and just keep our next guest till maybe 35 after or so, some news on what's happening with the radiation-stricken Japan and the clouds settling in over the U.S.
All right. Well, on the geopolitical note, I think it's extremely important to understand that Pakistan is being set up here, and the fact that Osama bin Laden was supposedly found just down the street from the Pakistan Military Academy, that is not by accident. There's clearly an attempt to coordinate something that will look very much will implicate the Pakistani military establishment in this. So, in order to justify the further incursion into Pakistan, and we know that, of course, the drones have been dropping bombs on Pakistan for some time now, so that's not necessarily a market shift in strategy. It's just sort of like the Gulf of Tonkin sort of made the Vietnam War into an official war instead of what it was before. So in the exact same way, they're just going to try to up the ante here and escalate what's already going on. But this is a very disturbing move because, of course, we see Pakistan and China with their close alliance that may even become closer, of course, if they're threatened by U.S. aggression. So there's a very, very volatile situation developing here, and this only plays even further into what's already sweeping through the Middle East, of course, and with Syria looking up until this point, at any rate, like it was the next in the crosshairs. Maybe there's been a bit of a change now, but all of this is very disturbing, and of course, it's all predicated on the mythical phony war on terror with the phony boogeyman Al-Qaeda, which is okay in Libya, but is the enemy in Afghanistan, apparently.
Well, they always launch new wars with a big hyped PR event. You can see all the scripting, not just all the lies they've been caught in. And notice in the last few months, we've told folks, Pakistan's next, Pakistan's next. They're positioning all of this because Saudi Arabia knows they're being double-crossed and have run to Pakistan for nuclear protection. This is spiraling out of control. World War III, a hot war, folks, is right now on the table. The globalists are seriously considering it. But if we go back to 2007, Admiral Fox Fallon, the head of CENTCOM, was ordered to launch the attack on Iran. That later came out, and he said no, gave an interview, and then resigned. Then Cheney tried to stage the attacks on the ships. That even came out in New Yorker magazine with Iranian ships, U.S. ships painted up like Iranians, but that didn't work. I mean, we are on the razor's edge right now, James. This is real.
This is incredibly real, and you're, I mean, all of the different aspects of the way that this Osama bin Laden PSYOP plays into their hands is mind-boggling. I mean, not only the fact we're coming up on the 10th anniversary of 9/11, thereby completely undercutting all of the momentum that was going into that for relaunching an investigation into 9/11, all of that undermined as now the official story gets to tied up in a nice pink little bow with everybody cheering and waving the American flag, it also plays into the ongoing war. It plays into the distraction from the economy, which I think is a point that Rand Paul was making earlier on the Judge Napolitano. It plays into their hands in so many different ways. And, of course, then it just helps to discard one of their old boogeymen that wasn't really doing what they wanted. But I personally, I think World War III, if it is to be a hot war, will not get started without some sort of nuclear false flag. And that's what I'm worried about right now, especially given that they were just 5 days ago releasing these leaked documents that supposedly indicate they have hundreds of nukes, you know, buried all over Europe or whatever they're trying to do.
That's right, James. You've just hit the key here. You can always tell what they're going to do or thinking about doing by the preparatory phase. And it's nukes out of Pakistan in America. They're going to hit America or Europe. All of it scripted, all of it building up. Then the CIA agent caught with the uranium. I mean, this all happened. I mean, here's CNN. And first they said, oh, he's not CIA, and then later they had to admit he was. The point is, this is all converging, this is all moving, and you notice it's happening as the dollar is plunging. This is just unspeakable.
It is unspeakable, and unfortunately, I can only see things escalating from here. I don't know if there's a way for them to back out of this at this point, because they're going on this momentum right now, and we are seeing such incredible movements geopolitically right now that I think to a certain extent this is also a diversionary tactic, because we know that the economy is collapsing and they need a boogeyman to blame it on, and they're going to use this.
Let's finish up with more of the anomalies. And then the clear scripting of all this and all the things they now have had to admit weren't true, even inside their official fable. And then let's talk a little bit about Fukushima. You're there in Japan. James Corbett's our guest, and we're going to talk to another important guest as well.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. A beautiful bouquet of 2 dozen assorted Mother's Day roses with a free glass vase, plus a free box of chocolates, all for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 400. These 2 dozen assorted Mother's Day roses are bursting with color. They're the perfect way to show all the moms in your life how much you appreciate them. 2 dozen assorted roses, guaranteed to stay beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates, all for just $29.99. But hurry, this special offer ends Friday. Mother's Day is this Sunday, and it's your last chance to take care of Mom. The only way to get your last chance Mother's Day offer is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 400. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 400.
More minutes with James Corbett of the Corbett Report, then O.J. Owen J.J. Stone, who's been a guest here with us before, technology writer and researcher, is going to be popping in via video Skype to give us his take on all this. And then we have Steve Pachinik, former deputy State Department, deputy secretary of the State Department under Henry Kissinger. He's going to be joining us because he reportedly worked with bin Laden and the Mujahideen for many years, and he was the first person to go public from a high-level position in 2002 and said that bin Laden was dead and frozen on ice to be rolled out at an expedient political time. Then they got picked up by Madeleine Albright, many others, went public with it. It was big news that broke here. After 9-plus years of not being with us, Mr. Pechenik will be on. He's scheduled coming up in T-minus 26 minutes after Owen J.J. Stone. Finishing up, Mr. Corbett, with any other points about this World War III scenario that we're being maneuvered into, right as the world government is announced, right as the dollar is being destroyed, right as the stock market is plunging, gold and silver up, Treasury to take steps to stay below debt ceiling. That's CNBC. Endgame for China and U.S. economic standoff, CNBC. Gold versus fiat money, picking a winner. U.S. debt rating should be C, independent agency. See, all of this is going on. U.S. stocks falls, investors turn defensive. I mean, this is what's happening right now while we're busy watching college kids run around and scream, yeah, USA, USA. What is the USA is disintegrating. But we also have 500 times safe levels.
I want to point out for your listeners and viewers right now, you're so right about all the storm clouds that we can see coming off on the horizon while people are busy partying, and we're trying to get ready for it. But I want to concur with something you said earlier. You made an exceptionally important point about how people are not falling for this PSYOP, and I've seen that going on online right now as well. I had over 50,000 views of my Good Morning America Learns Bin Laden's CIA video in the last 24 hours, and the vast majority of the comments on there are people saying this is ridiculous. They buried the body at sea. This is insane. I don't believe any of this. There are so many people out there right now who are questioning this, and people who even would normally fall for this type of stuff are not falling for it right now. So people really need to get out there and start stressing and pointing out the Al-Qaeda myth and all of the various parts of that, because I think people are very receptive to it at this moment, and this is the moment where we can inoculate people with truth so that they can be armed with truth for when they try to stage whatever type of false flag or whatever type of precipitating event they're going to try to stage.
The system is going after the lowest common denominator. I went and saw a month ago the battle for L.A. About space aliens invading, and it's the worst movie I've ever seen. But it was done over the top, sicky, sappy, unadmitted Marine Corps ad. And it's not that I'm against the Marine Corps, folks. It was a recruiting ad for kids with a little kid crying, saying, I'm your little Marine. You are my little Marine. And, I mean, it is nothing but a giant recruiting ad. They admit the Pentagon pays millions for this to be put in. We know propaganda when we see it. And the point is, we're being propagandized. And it's the same thing with this. The sicky, sweet way it's rolled out, how it's done for lowest common denominator, where any thinking person sees how ridiculous it is. It's just incredible. Closing points on Japan.
Two very important stories came out last week that kind of flew under the radar as the Fukushima situation gets swept under the rug. But two very important points. One of them, one of the radiation advisors to the prime minister, a professor at a university here, resigned in disgust with the government, saying that they're politicizing what's going on here and they're just tinkering with radiation, like maximum allowable radiation levels and things like that for political purposes. So that was a very important point. That's extremely unusual for advisors to the prime minister to just resign out of the blue like that here in Japan. And then another story about the Japanese Meteorological Agency coming under fire because they're doing these detailed radiation fallout prediction, predicting the path of the fallout and where it's going to go. But they're not releasing it to the public, and they're coming under fire for this. But basically they're saying, oh, the ignorant and uneducated public just wouldn't be able to handle it because they panic over this. So,
by the way, the top radiation advisor to the government quit and said levels are much higher than you've said. You didn't even evacuate schools 12 miles away while the Koreans are wearing masks and not even going out in the last month.
We see the stoic Japanese facade slipping a little bit because some of the parents of those people in that area are starting to get angry and telling the government, we don't want our kids playing in these radioactive sandboxes out there.
Yes, and on top of it, you notice you've got Japanese top people coming out and saying they're covering up radiation levels. They admit 500 times safe levels of different isotopes found in milk and food all over the U.S. because more and more keeps belching out, and they say it may be melting down for years now and then building up as it hits us. And our government just raises the radiation level thousands of times what it previously was and says everything's fine, and there's not even a discussion of it here. I mean, this is incredible.
It is incredible. And Alex, you're familiar with the video of that mayor of Minami Soma who went on YouTube and said the government's not telling us anything and they're not helping us out?
Yes, I am. And with all of the royal wedding diversions and with the diversions with bin Laden, we're not focusing on a lot of things we should have. And Fukushima's getting worse, for those that don't know.
Right. And that mayor, actually, is I'm in touch with someone who's in touch with that mayor, and he wants to come on the program. So I'm going to fire that off to your producer so you can set up an interview with him.
Absolutely beautiful. Please send that to Jaron immediately. James Corbett of CorbettReport.com. We'll talk to you again very soon. Be safe over there in Japan.
You too. Thank you.
All right. We're going to get connected with Owen J.J. Stone here. And have him joining us here in a few minutes. I've been so busy that yesterday and today I haven't even been plugging our sponsors. And it is our sponsors that make the radio broadcast possible. And one of the biggest sponsors is the online video bookstore. Buy films, the T-shirts. When you buy that stuff, you don't just get films to wake up others, or a book to raise your level of understanding and to intellectually challenge you and to get the juices flowing. You also financially support this frontline operation against the globalists in defense of the Republic and free humanity worldwide. So please think about the online video bookstore shopping cart during these serious times. Please financially support us by purchasing the books, the bumper stickers, the T-shirts, and all orders get citizen rule books in them. Very important to support us at Infowars.com. You can also get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, $5.95 a month, 15 cents a day. See all the films, expanded extras, higher quality podcasts, the video podcast, all at PrisonPlanet.tv. Very easy to sign up there and become a member and support us. I want to thank all the members. We couldn't do any of this without you. This is a true independent platform thanks to your help. Also, the other sponsors that make it possible, great folks like eFoodsDirect.com. With the intensifying depression, with the implosion of the dollar, with World War III, a serious possibility. I've never talked like that. All of our experts coming on. You just heard the former head of Pakistani intelligence. I mean, it's in the news. The Chinese are concerned. The globalists are moving. And they'll wrap their attack in the American flag. Everybody needs storable food. And when you get a regular order of their high-quality gourmet storable food that lasts more than 10 years at $9.95, you get a free 10-day extreme emergency kit of $300 value, eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. Don't procrastinate. Also, Diamond Gusset is running specials right now at Gusset, GUSSET.com/sale, Gusset.com/sale, where you can get big discounts on the products. And they've also got the free MP3 of Looking for America that has gone as high as number 4 on the GAC country charts that they help produce and fund with the great music of Mark Wills about Looking for America, reindustrializing our country, Gusset.com/sale. They got a lot of specials right now, and the folks at Diamond Gusset want to thank the Alex Jones Show first. They say thank you for playing it here first and making it a hit. Gusset.com/sale. Finally, MySolarBackup.com. We've been promoting these now for almost 4 years. Our listeners just love them. It's a simple plug-and-play solar panel with a control unit and the battery system. You get a whole bunch of these, run your whole house. But it's great for campouts, great for your work shed or to run certain appliances in your home. It's more important than ever to start moving towards getting off the grid. 877-327-0365. Individual solar is the way to go, not globalist centralized solar. 877-327-0365 or mysolarbackup.com. Check them out today. Now, coming up in about 20 minutes, we'll get him on at 8 after, so it's clean and the full audience hears it. We'll keep Mr. Stone till 5 after. Coming up is Dr. Pachinik. Dr. Steve Pachinik served as Deputy Assistant Secretary of State and Senior Policy Planner under Secretaries Henry Kissinger, Cyrus Vance, George Shultz, and James Baker. George Shultz and James Baker are even above Kissinger. Dr. Pachinik continues to consult the Department of Defense Council on Foreign Relations Fellowship, where he was recruited by Lawrence Eagleburger as Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Management. I'm not going to go over his whole bio. He's the first person to come out and say that bin Laden was frozen and dead, confirmed April 2002 on my show. And then I had other White House officials that were current approach me. And then, of course, then you saw Madeleine Albright and everybody else come out a year later and say it was true. Folks, this is big news. It's coming up next hour. I'm doing a fourth hour of overdrive just to take your calls. But joining us now, because I like the points that he was basically making, Owen J.J. Stone, co-host some of the biggest radio programs in the country, like This Week in Tech with Leo Laporte. He has his own programs. OwenJJStone.com. He's the founder of the Inquiring Minds Media. Pardon me? Minds Media. Oh, thank you. Just that mic's so low, guys. I really don't ever. That's the kind of why it's such a big issue, because I don't ever really hear when you say stuff. Internet TV show host, public speaker on topics including social media, technology, and politics. And we now bring him to the airwaves to go over some of the points and questions that he has with the capture of bin Laden. Owen, good to have you on with us.
Thanks for having me on, Alex. Appreciate it.
Well, break it down. You've got a whole laundry list here. Does not end the war. I mean, you just run through the inconsistencies.
Well, Sunday night, you know, like everybody else, I sat on the internet and I made jokes about Osama being dead, and it was funny and all that kind of stuff. Had a good time, and as soon as the president got done talking, I turned off my television. And I just watched the stream on Twitter and Facebook of people talking about what CNN was saying. Fox was already making mistakes and stumbling on themselves. And I just was like, and that's exactly why I turned off mainstream media. And, you know, it's all fun and games to say, oh, the guy's dead, but the way that people reacted. I mean, people ran to ground zero. I have a lot of friends in New York. I do business in New York. I'm there all the time. There are two holes in the ground after 10 years. And for people to run to that scene to cry and sing and jump on top of lampposts drives me insane. I'm like, 10 years, Osama won. So whether he was dead 5 years ago or he was dead yesterday or he's not dead, the guy won. 10 years of terror, we haven't built a tent in New York City, ground zero. And the president wants to go there on Thursday for what? To look at two holes in the ground? It's insane to me. And, you know, after Sunday night of having fun with it, it's just like, well, there goes the talk on the economy. There goes the talk on education. Let's ramp up more talk on war. And we're obviously not going to cut that out of the budget. So my mind blew. And listening to your show today, you know, the thing is, it doesn't even matter if the guy's dead or not because of all the other stuff that they're going to do in spite of whether he's dead or not.
Well, you hit the nail on the point, or the nail on the head. All over talk radio, all over television, liberal, conservative, it's all the same. We're going to get back on national security now. If we don't have new wars, it's good to get folks unified and worried about an outside threat. That'll help the economy. They want to divert everybody on the plunging dollar, everything else that's happening. And now they want to frame Pakistan. If you were listening, oh, doctor, then you yes. heard our last guest and you heard General Gould earlier. I mean, they're clearly trying to frame Pakistan for this. And, Gould pointed out U.S. intelligence is all over our country. Your military's here. You didn't know he was there for 6 years. I mean, this story is just impossible. And now they dump the body in the ocean.
Well, the fun thing about that is. Two things. First, I'll talk about from the ground level. You know, I'm not an expert in a lot of fields in this space, but I do talk to people. And people in New York, it was split between, oh, happy day and, oh, my God, what's going to happen? They instantly put that fear into people. As soon as they got done saying Osama was dead, they instantly flipped on the switch of, well, there might be retaliation. There might be retaliation. Every single outlet, every single major news network said it. And the problem with America is people get tired really quick of negativity. So maybe they don't listen to shows like yours or listen to the corrections. They listen that first night, the next day, and then they turn it off. So all they got is Osama's dead. They throw him off. They don't know the lies that they've already been caught in or anything like that. So it's really the machine has already started. And, you know, thank God for the Internet. Thank God for independent shows like yourself, because people just need to understand that, you know, what are you supposed to be afraid of? If you're going to be afraid, you're supposed to be afraid of the last 10 years regardless. The guy's dead, apparently, whatever. It's not going to raise my threat level unless the government wants to raise the threat level. I mean, our previous president told us there are weapons of mass destruction and there weren't. So I'm supposed to believe this president to tell me that there's weapons of mass destruction? It's a tired, sad game, and heaven forbid if we fall for it, especially after watching Japan. You and I just talked about Japan last month, and you were right on the fact that they're covering up stuff and lying. The day after I was on your show, they had to come out and retract a lot of things and pull things back. So people should know they can't trust governments. they should know.
Well, that's the central point, is a credibility issue. Government lies even when the truth would serve them, because they're liars. And they're constantly lying. They're constantly being caught in lies. Remember Jessica Lynch, where they said she was this big commando woman and killed all these Iraqis, and it turned out she cowered and it wasn't true. And when the survivors said it wasn't true, they were all killed. I mean, folks, look that up. And then she went public and said, it's true, I was hiding under the thing. And they had Jerry Bruckheimer, a script, saving her from the hospital when the Iraqis had pulled out 3 days before, and the Iraqi doctors had contacted the Americans saying, you know, come get her. And so they scripted a whole Hollywood thing saving her. And remember Pat Tillman? It came out that they murdered him. They killed him. They shot him at a distance. Later the unit admitted he begged for help, and then somebody went up there and shot him 3 times in the head at point blank 3 feet away, and the media said Al-Qaeda killed him. Of course they lie. I mean, what do people think?
Well, the biggest thing about Pat Tillman is his parents. And his parent, he's a football player. You can't kill a football player and get away with it. His parents immediately went to the mainstream media. You can't take them out. So they get to champion for him. And if they weren't relentless, that story would have been covered up. And as far as this female officer, my daughter's never going into the military, because as much as they want to talk about that, they never talk about how many women are sexually harassed and or raped overseas in the military. You know, they always suppress that. They
oh, yeah. Well, most women in the military are basically camp girls. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, they don't ever want to talk about that issue. You know, you see the special on HBO. They run like once or twice and then they get pulled off because it's bad business. And like you said, the government pays a lot of money to a lot of media outlets to perform and project this image. And, you know, at some point it's got to stop. I keep telling people, like, it's not a war on drugs. You know, you can get drugs anytime you want. Anybody listening to this program knows somebody that can get them drugs. And if you don't know somebody, you can go to your pharmacist down the street and get quote-unquote legal drugs prescribed to you. But they can't stop drugs. The war on terror, who's terror? I don't know what terror is. I'm scared my dog might run into the street. Is that terror? I don't know. The real
Stay
war,
there. Stay there. Let's break it more down with Owen J.J. Stone, the O-Doctor. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You know your gear can make the difference between a good day and a really bad day. It's time to prepare, and quality gear from emgear.net is the critical factor for surviving in the toughest conditions. You'll find only the best gear from quality manufacturers at emgear.net, like Maxpedition Hard Use Gear, Everly Stock Backpacks, Snug Pack Sleeping Bags, SE Knives, Ultimate Survival Fire Starters, Waterproof Bags, Adventure Medical Kits, Surefire Flashlights, and Tactical Gear from SoTech, Spec Ops, Tactical Tailor, and more. Our staff knows the gear inside and out and will answer all your questions. EMGear.net always treats you with first-class customer service, affordable pricing, and a low $5.95 flat rate domestic shipping fee, no matter the size of your order. And EMGear.net stocks what we sell in our warehouse and never drop ships any orders. Call 678-455-5850. That's 678-455-5850. Or see our complete line at EMGear.net. For tactical, survival, and everyday carry, choose EMGear.net. Tough, rugged, reliable.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Ladies and gentlemen, I tend to get overheated here on air with all the facts, all the info, all the research. I mean, I've interviewed the heads of the embassies. I've interviewed Sybil Edmonds, the FBI translator that heard the CIA commanding Al-Qaeda for months before 9/11, running white slavery, that's sex slaves, running drugs, running weapons, running in communication with someone calling himself Osama bin Laden. She didn't know. But it was CIA. I mean, that's on record. She testified to Congress and they gagged her. And there's hundreds of these people. There's hundreds of them. People are like, well, why are you saying you don't believe the official story? Why are you believing anything that comes out of their mouths? This is the government that stole tens of trillions of your tax money and gave it to foreign banks and wouldn't let you know where it went. And wouldn't tell Congress, and finally lawsuits got filed by private interests, and they found out about 5% of it or a little less, and it was almost $1 trillion, much of it to MSNBC secretly and others. We got a crew of gangsters running things, and now they're trying to frame Pakistan. Going back to the O-Doctor, and that's Owen J.J. Stone, going through more of these points. We're now seeing literally hundreds of articles with the media pointing out that a lot of people aren't buying this. It's funny, the Tea Party folks and some of the Republicans aren't buying it because they don't like Obama and they see it as a political score for him. But those that are sophisticated know Obama, Bush, they come and go. These people are front men. What's your take on that?
To end my point last time, it's the war on finance. All the stuff you just said about the money going somewhere, that's our war that no one wants to talk about. That's the war the government never wants to say the words to you, but it's the war on finance. The poor get poor, so they, you know, white slavery, trade slavery, slavery in general, because you're stuck at the bottom and you can't do anything without money. You can't make go packs to survive. You can't run out of the country for a couple of months if, you know, S hits the fan. You're kind of screwed if you don't have capital and the right capital and the right investments. You know, you promote gold and silver stuff with some of your advertisements, things that people just don't know about. And, you know, the president being a front man, he's a smiley, happy guy. You know, I don't even not like the president. I like the president. He's a fun, happy guy. I don't know what he does. I don't really know, you know, what he gets done. If you just watch the fact that you have to sit there and listen to somebody like Donald Trump, then he goes and pulls out his birth certificate. Oh, so let's shut Donald Trump down. Then he makes fun of Donald Trump on Saturday, all night long in his congression. Then Sunday night he drops this bin Laden bomb. I'm like, if that's not a PR reel, if that's not you sat down with a PR agent and they said, okay, we're going to hit him with a softball, a medium ball, and then we're going to bring it home with this.
And like, then the Monday, with all cameras on you, you'll present posthumous Medal of Honor, and they'll talk. I mean, it's all exactly. You're a media guy. You can see the scripting. Yeah. Jerry Bruckheimer scripted Saving Private Lynch, and it turned out it was all fake, and then people were murdered. U.S. Army was murdered who said it was a lie, and then it came out it was a lie. These people script things. Of course it's bull. It's, you know what it is.
It's a show. It's a show. And anybody who has any watched any kind of sitcom or TV show, you know, you ramp them up with something light and then you hit them with the middle and then you bring it home at the end of the show. And that's all it is. And I mean, like, and literally the news was dominated by a freaking couple getting married. They spent $36 million. That's not our money, but taxpayers' money. That shows you how much the rich care about the poor. I mean, England's screwed with their finances, but they got enough money to spend $36 million on a wedding for rich kids. Okay, that's how the rich think, and that's how the powerful think. So you sit there and you watch the president, he knocks that out of the mainstream media with his birth certificate. And then, like I said, he sits there and they have dinner. $10,000, $20,000 plate to sit there and watch this guy make jokes. I mean, you talk about finances, I mean, $1 billion he's raising for a campaign.
Hey, he knows they're about to tag bin Laden. This could start a war with Pakistan. Special forces are going in. He'd be there planning it, watching. He would cancel the press dinner. Exactly. It's all staged. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.